listen to the people who are calling us names. I can feel the sun. Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and this is... oh, shit. It's Thursday, November 17th, 2022, and this is episode 242 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And the title of today's episode is Consolidating Coins. It's Thursday. Going to talk a little bit about crypto. Going to talk a little bit about other things. But on Thursday's crypto topic, it's going to be consolidating coins. And although this won't be financial advice by any means or any stretch of the imagination, this is what I'm doing. This is kind of probably a little bit of background into my altcoin philosophies and where it's going from here. So I thought I would just chat about that. Before we get to that, let's talk about something, a featured item of the day. Featured item of the day is on the way to me. I am super excited to get it. Super excited to get it and try it out. You can find them on Amazon. You can find them on their website, but it's the Vibram Five Fingers Barefoot Running Shoes. Now, that kind of sounds like a weird statement, barefoot shoes. But you got to have something on your feet when you are running rough trails. You don't want to hurt yourself. So Corey and I went down the path of trying to figure out what barefoot shoes we wanted to pick up. We ended up each picking up two pairs of shoes and a pair of rubberized socks, I guess you'd call them. Basically, they're socks. They have a protective coating on the bottom, but they fit like socks. They wear like socks, but you can wear them outside and not worry about getting poked through the bottom. And that's exactly what we need in the field we're in right now. So we picked those up too. But I think the ones I'm most excited about is the Vibram Five Fingers. Sorry, I just got a text message from my realtor at 6 in the morning, and I was kind of confused by that. But anyway, sorry, distractions. Lots of distractions this morning. I actually shut my computer down completely last night, and there's all sorts of weird things that just aren't in the right place. But I am most excited about getting those Vibram Five Fingers. They are like a old toe sock. If you remember the old toe socks that got popular, I would guess in the late 90s, early 2000s, mid 2000s, I don't know. They were popular. They have all the separated toes in them. They're still around. They've been around forever, but there was a big pop of them being popular. These are shoes that are based almost exactly like that. And they have a protective coating up around the front of the toes. They have the individual toes so the feet can splay out like they're supposed to. And I'm excited to try them out. They are on the way. I'm thinking we're going to see them this weekend and get into next week. You can find a link for those on Amazon in the video description or the audio notes. And the price was very, very similar. Some models were actually sold out on the Vibram site, but I saw them on Amazon for the same price as you would get at Vibram. Actually, they were a little bit more, but they had free shipping. And when we went to check out at Vibram, I believe there was a little shipping, but we had a coupon for free shipping. I don't know. We ordered three pairs of shoes on the same day. How each one went, but the ones we found on Amazon were a little higher price, but it was compensating for the free shipping on Prime, so it was relatively the same. I think you want to look for sales and discounts, but definitely hit that if you have any Amazon shopping to do. Even if you don't want to pick up those Vibram Five Fingers, check those, move on, do your shopping, and we will get a little kickback on that. Yeah. Check out the content coming up, man. I was thinking last night, I was talking to the butcher, and he's got quite a few boxes of ours coming to his place. We made a huge Amazon order. We made a huge other order and bought a bunch of stuff. And I don't know. I think it's going to be content. It's going to be unboxing videos. It's going to be description videos. It's going to be in-use videos and review videos. So be sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel so you check out all those other videos coming up. I'm excited. We got a ton of stuff coming. So Hey, good morning, Mike, the Philippine nomad over there in the Philippines. How you doing this morning? And Josh, the renegade butcher, out of bed already and having some coffee, getting his day started. Thanks for the extra bag, Josh. Thanks for the extra bag. It's a little chilly this morning, and I'm going to have an extra French press. Wouldn't have been possible without the butcher. My coffee order is on the way, but I ordered a little less and drank a little more, and I was going to run a few days short. Josh saved me. I was going to be 3 to 4 days without any good coffee, wow, that would have been bad. Butcher shows up last night, big old bag of meat and a pound of coffee. Man, I think I picked the right spot to sit for the winter. It's been pretty nice here for sure. For sure. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate all the hospitality for sure. Yeah, the Philippine Nomad said just finished busting a nut. A coconut for his wife, Chris. She needed some coconut water to help some digestion because they went carnivore. Hey, man, going on 3 weeks and kicking ass. Oh, it's kicking her ass. Oh, like literally. Oh, carnivore. That's a big step. That's a big step. Did you go from, have you transitioned to that? Or was it like shit diet straight to carnivore? Because you're going to run into some issues there for a few days. Oh, good morning over there on Twitch. How you doing? And Josh says anytime. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Delivery guy, Josh. I told him yesterday, I was like, hey, so I've been looking at the schedule of all this stuff delivering. And I think we might swing by the shop on Sunday. And clear out all the packages from your car, save you a drive. And yeah, it's a ton of stuff. So feel kind of silly. Actually, speaking of deliveries, my old neighbor up in Minnesota, Josh, Josh, man, Josh's are all helping me out. What did we talk about? I think we talked about on the after party or something a ways back about guys named Josh. I can't remember what the conclusion is, but I've had some great interactions with Josh's lately. My old neighbor up in Minnesota was able to go get my package at my old house that accidentally delivered it to, and threw it in the mail for me, and then comped the shipping as a Christmas present. Like, really? Really, man? Man, you can't do that. You can't do that. I have to, we're going to have to send him a Christmas present or something. Can't get away with that. I can't, knowing what the package is, I can't imagine that it was cheap to ship it down here. So I appreciate it, Josh. That was awesome. And again, I think I mentioned it yesterday. I don't think you listen to the show, so you probably never hear that. But if you do, hey, thanks. Thanks. I really appreciate it. So what else did we get? What else did we get done yesterday? Corey and I went on a big adventure. She was off for work. She took the rest of this week off so we could spend three work days together, quote unquote work days. She'll be totally free to do what she wants. So I don't even know what we have planned today. But yesterday we went down to Magnolia, Texas. This is the same place we went when we filled out our closing documents. And we had to go to some... Had to go run some errands, get to a bigger gas station or get to a bigger grocery store like a Walmart or a Heb or something like that. And then we also had to go to like an Office Depot to print some paperwork out to officially get our mailing address in South Dakota. So the mail forms and everything cannot be e-signed. They have to be actually signed. So I had to go... We had to go print them out. We don't have a printer. We had ours blow up relatively soon before we left, and we didn't know what we wanted to do. We didn't know if we wanted to carry one with us, a single sheet or whatever, and we just kind of put it off and never bought it. I asked Josh if he had a printer I could use, print some pictures, print some stuff out for me because he doesn't do enough for me already. And he said, my printer's broken. It's been broken for a while. I rarely need to print something out, I just go to like an Office Depot and print it out from their self-serve. He suggested throwing it on Google Drive. I did that. I also put it on a USB stick I had sitting here just you know, two is one, one is none. Threw that in that copy machine, bam, 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 couple bucks. Man, I think it was like $1 something or $2 and something to print out. I don't know, it was like 8 sheets, 9 sheets, something like that when it was all said and done. So got that done. Need to fill those out this morning. That is on my list to do this morning with Corey when on her day off. Get those filled out and scanned and back to them. So we officially have our mailing address in South Dakota. And as soon as that's done, we can start the process of getting our truck and camper registered there and getting new insurance based on our new home address. Because when we're done traveling, I have a feeling that we will be returning to the great state of South Dakota. I would love to have residency here and a non-resident affidavit filled out with the state. South Dakota's lovely. We went through the Black Hills. I like it. There is a distinct possibility when we're done traveling, I would like to end up in the Black Hills. So, thank you. Oh, so that was Office Depot. We headed on over to Walmart and did some shopping. We had had some other items on our list that we had to pick up from the closing of the house and the proceeds of that. And so we walked around Walmart, and when we got home last night, Corey and I were talking, and we realized that everybody in Texas is fucking nice. As far as we've run into, either nice or everything's just slower here. Everybody's not running around. It seemed like when we left Minnesota, everybody was just in a hurry. In the store, they're slamming in front of you in line. They're cutting you off in traffic. And I don't know if it's just because we're a little more rural. But yeah, it seems like everybody's just at a little bit of slower pace, which is very, very nice. And people in line at stores are genuinely asking you how you're doing. They're asking you, hey, how's it going? They're not in a hurry. They're willing to have a conversation with you. And it's not just that courteous, hey, how's the weather? What do you think of the snow outside? It's more like, hey, how's your day going? And they genuinely listen to your answer. It's great. It's really nice. It's refreshing that people are like that. When I moved from New York to Minnesota, like over 20 years ago, that's all I heard about Minnesota was Minnesota nice, Minnesota nice. I got there, it was, and then over the years, it really went downhill. Minnesota's full of a bunch of assholes now. Everybody's in a hurry, and I don't know if that's an influx from outside or what happened there, but Minnesota nice is, I think it's just a colloquialism now. And there is remnants of it, but that's just nice people everywhere. It's not a general theme in Minnesota. I wouldn't consider it anyway. And I traveled quite a bit around the state. I think it's less Minnesota nice than it is at this point. So they've hit the tipping point on the way down. But we're both very, very impressed with Texas and the folks that are here. All the interactions we've had with everybody, we've been super pleased. Couldn't do the weather in the summer. But it's really ticking up the list on places to kind of come and hang out in the winter, having Josh here as a contact and working together, see what we got going on, see how the rest of the winter goes, getting into stuff and making stuff happen. It could be a landing spot, or maybe we just kind of cycle through them in the winter. I don't know. But Texas and this area in general have been definitely very nice to us. So we're happy. Got home and didn't have a whole lot of time, processed up some firewood. We picked up some at Walmart because that's all we can handle here is a few bundles of wood. I knocked it down to 6 inches and then split up what I had to. Man, it's super easy to process firewood for us. It takes like, you know, half hour for about 5 days, 3 to 5 days worth, depending on how cold it is and how much we have it running. But it is in the 40s today. This morning, did it get down to the 30s? Do you happen to check the weather? I don't know. It's high 30s, low 40s. So we got a fire burning. Hey, good morning, Captain Flipstick. Thanks for coming back, man. I've been seeing you go live and I've been tied up or on a live stream when you've been going live on Twitch. I've been meaning to catch one of your sets on there. I will eventually. I got notifications on my phone. I threw them on when you joined that day. I went over and followed you and threw on notifications. I'm really interested to see you run a set. And good morning, Carson. I was talking to you over in the Telegram chat this morning, and here you are on 1.5. Is that because of the iPhone and the Bluetooth issues? Here, let me grab my Bluetooth and listen on my Android. No, guys, anybody out there listening, if you happen to be an Apple guru and a Telegram whiz, could you explain to me, either through email, private message, in my Telegram chat, whatever, why Bluetooth audio will not work with Apple phones and Telegram? I've had no issues with my Android. Other people have had no issues with their Android. They can hear it when the Bluetooth is not hooked on. When it's just the speaker, I believe they can hear it if they have a plugged in. Oh, wait, do new iPhones, can you even plug in headphones? I think it's all got to be Bluetooth, AirPods and stuff like that, doesn't it? I don't know. I don't have one. And Corey has a older one, so I don't know. If anybody knows how to fix that, that would be awesome if you could reach out, because I got several people in my group that try to listen to the show with headphones on, Bluetooth headphones, or connected to a vehicle via Bluetooth, and it won't play the audio. I wonder if they have to turn their Bluetooth audio... I don't have an Apple, dude. Captain Flipstick, I am about the most I am the anti-Apple guy. You guys do you. I like to bust balls a little bit about it here and there, but man, you do you. The only thing super frustrating with Apple is my wife uses one and trying to transfer videos, but we've worked that out. We figured it out. It causes some blowouts every once in a while when I try to transfer a bunch of files to my computer, which is Windows, and or my phone, which is Android. Other than that, it works for her. I have trouble doing tech support with her if she's having issues, but we figure it out. Would it be easier if she went Android? Yes. Would it be more of a headache for me trying to figure out how to explain to her how to use the phone? Absolutely. So it is a, you say the problem slower. I gotcha. Hold on one second. People are trying to use Telegram app, and listen to my show, because I do a live stream. This live stream also gets streamed to Telegram. They're able to hear the audio if they use their phone speaker, or but as soon as they plug in a Bluetooth, or not plug in, hook up to a Bluetooth, the audio disappears. Carson, have you checked the Bluetooth volume on your phone when you do that? I can't imagine that more than one person has missed that completely, but I know I have separate Bluetooth volume on my phone. And when I hook up to like my truck, I have to have the Bluetooth volume completely up on my phone and then adjust the volume on my Bluetooth device. I don't know. Hey, there's another guy that has that Bluetooth problem. Oh, good morning, K-Bonk. Hey, did you check the volume on the Bluetooth setting on your phone when you weren't getting any audio? I wonder if that has something to do with it. Corey says she doesn't think they have one. Weird. I don't know. I have no idea. When I get a free moment here or there, maybe I can jump in the Telegram support chat. It's really weird to do that when I don't know the product or anything about it. Like, I'm going to be like, did you check this? I'm like, I don't know. Oh, but anyway, I got home and... got home and hung out for a minute, processed some wood, and then Josh stopped by. We had Lightning for Liberty. Great show. We announced our giveaway. If you are interested in Bitcoin, you're interested in Lightning, you're interested in learning, we do take it from a layman's perspective. We do have a lot of advanced people in that group, but we do have a lot of beginners, and it's great. It's a great mix of people. There's no shade thrown whatsoever. Everybody is open and accepting and realizes that everybody starts from zero. You're a dick. You get kicked out. Everybody started from nothing. Like 15 years ago, no one was talking about cryptocurrency, so no one can say they've known it all forever. So yeah, just don't be a dick and help people learn. Okay, you don't always use Bluetooth, but his speaker's controlled by the phone volume. Okay, must be a general volume. I don't know. I have like my volume. I can open up the volume control on my phone, and I have like six different settings, volume levels I can choose to adjust independently. So I thought maybe that was the issue. So I don't know. But anyway, last night on Lightning for Liberty, we announced our giveaway. We're going to be giving away a couple t-shirts on New Year's Day. In order to enter, all you have to be is a Fold member. You have to email me or direct message me or whatever in the Lightning for Liberty group, or Josh, the Renegade Butcher. You can send any of us your Fold referral link. That is the easiest way we could come up with for you to prove that you are a Fold member. When you send that, you will be entered into a drawing for one of two t-shirts. Do you get to pick, you say? No, you don't. You don't get to pick. You get one. You get the leftovers because you're going to be a random drawing. To get to pick which t-shirt you want, you are going to submit your biggest one-time Satoshi's Back reward. If you want to be private, anonymous, whatever, we can figure that out. Shoot me a message. Be like, hey, I'd really like to tell you, show you this reward, but I don't want it all public and shit. But the single biggest reward of Fold, Fold reward earned and proven by January 1st, we'll get to pick one of two sweet looking Kung Fold t-shirts. Yes, I said it, Kung Fold t-shirts. So be sure to head on over to Lightning for Liberty or reach out to me if you're a Fold member. If you're not a Fold member, you hate money, man. You hate money, and you should dive down into the video description or the audio notes and hit that link. Join Fold. Get 20,000 sats. Start stacking cryptocurrency for just making purchases you already going to make anyway. Do it. Do it to it. Get it done. And I get a little kickback too. So yeah, less than you, but more than zero. I appreciate it. So, did Lightning for Liberty, went to jump on the after party, had a complete meltdown of my StreamYard system. So I'm glad it's working this morning. I wasn't sure if it was going to pull through for me, but I shut my computer down completely last night, like totally shut down every program, powered it down, closed it up, let it sit for a good probably 10 hours, 9 hours, man. That's probably the longest it's been off in a while. So seems to be working a little bit better. It's not screaming at me. The processor isn't just like flying constantly. So could have been the issue. Guys had a good after party from what I understand. So you might want to check that out on the audio replay. I got to go back and listen because I didn't get to hear it at all last night. K-Bonk says Mahlers was on some show and he posted the link in Lightning for Liberty. What's Mahlers have to say, K-Bonk? It is crypto day. So if you had any highlights of that article, drop them in here. I can spit them out real quick on cryptocurrency day. But beyond that, I wanted to talk about, since we just talked about Lightning for Liberty, I want to talk about my consolidation of the coins. Consolidating coins was the title of the episode, and I've made a big switch in my crypto, philosophies, I guess, my crypto, what I want to deal with, what I want to try. When I started, all right, Captain Flipstick, have a good all right, man, I appreciate it. He said he's going to go find out how to fix the problem, man. That's cool. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to catch one of your DJ sets over there on Twitch. If you guys are on Twitch, head on over and follow Captain Flipstick. That's Captain, spelled normal, Flip Stick. All normal. All one word. Head on over there. Check him out. He's over in, I believe, Ireland. Somewhere in that general vicinity. And he spins some DJ sets on Twitch. So check him out. Bitcoin, enough said, not financial advice by any means, but Bitcoin. I started out messing around with altcoins. It was in the altcoin run-up. It was in the Bitcoin run-up. It was all that. It was all tits and gravy, as a coworker used to say. Oh, nice. Mahler's brought up that it is for liberty. Yeah, man, that dude gets it. He is switched on. If you don't know who Jack Ma is, I believe he's the founder of Strike, the app that I recommend for purchasing Bitcoin if you can use it and you figured out how to get it to use. Oh, Rachel's having the same problem with iPhone 7. Huh, over there in the Telegram chat. Good morning, Rachel. How you doing? Yeah, she's having the problem with the Bluetooth problem with the iPhone 7 also. Huh, interesting. Rachel Brown, good morning. I see you over there in Telegram or in the YouTube chat. You slipped by real quick, but I wanted to mention you this morning. I never want Rachel Brown getting mad at me because that can just cause some chaos in the group. Good morning, Rachel. I hope you have an awesome day. But anyway, I started out in altcoins. I started out messing around with them. I thought it was a great... It was easier to feel comfortable buying something that was a quarter than $40,000. I didn't have the concept in my head when I first started, I didn't have my, and it wasn't that I didn't understand the concept. I just didn't think about it. Oh, sorry, K-Bonk. It didn't post in the chat. It probably has posts turn off. If you could drop it in my Telegram chat, I could grab it real quick and throw it over there. I can't dig through Telegram with the stream running and find it in Lightning for Liberty. But I will, if you throw it in my chat, I have that up right now. So I can transfer that over. That'd be an interesting article related to crypto. So I really appreciate it. So I felt this weird comfort in buying stuff that was less expensive. I was listening to Jack Spierko, and he was, yeah, man, this was a while ago, and he was really pushing Bitcoin. There were other, I mean, pushing, I don't know. He was explaining, he was encouraging Bitcoin. He was also looking at some other altcoins, and they had legs. I'm not gonna lie. I'm glad I listened to him. I'm glad I went down that altcoin road. And I took my little chunk, I definitely rode the wave up and partially back down. What I mean by that is I had a bunch of different. Let's see. I had a bunch of different alts, and there were alts that I held that I had confidence in. One of them was Pirate Chain. One of them was Algorand. I had a few others, the major ones. I never got really into Ethereum, but I played the smaller ones. I played the smaller ones with use case. Listen to Jack's advice. Look at it. Determine its functionality. Make sure it has a reason for existing. And then vet it. And just look into it deeper. And then if you're comfortable, go for it. So I did that, and I started stacking some of those things. It felt like I was accumulating it more. When you had a higher value and the price changed, you got a more significant increase, it felt like. It's like the stock market, you know, when you get one share of $100 stock versus 100 shares of a dollar stock, you get excited. And then as things fluctuated out, it really... I don't know. It all crashed. So the values went down, but I was lucky enough to have been listening to Jack and siphoning off some assets into Bitcoin, buying Bitcoin. Now, any fiat from me, any US dollars from me that goes into cryptocurrency goes into Bitcoin. I have stashes of altcoins sitting here and there and everywhere on a couple on exchange. No, they're sitting there because it's a value of like $100 or less, and I'm waiting for the opportunity to get rid of it. If it gets stolen, if it gets shut down, if it gets FTX'd, if it whatever happens, It's under $100 at this time. And that's why I moved it there. I'm systematically going through all my altcoin wallets, grabbing balances, evaluating my risk tolerance for what I have. I'm moving them to exchanges and I'm looking for exit points. I'm looking to capitalize on a little bit of a run up. I'm looking to sell off into Bitcoin and throw into my Bitcoin wallet and hold. That's it. That's my new strategy. I have these sitting around. It's not large amounts. It was significantly large amounts probably 2 years ago. They've all kind of come back to reality and I'm watching them. And I take one at a time and I'll watch it and I'll watch how it's moving. And if I get a 8 to 10% jump versus a Bitcoin that stays stable or drops a little bit, that's trigger point. Exit out of there, get the most value I'm going to get out of it right now, because all I see is a race. And I see Bitcoin sitting here, and I see the altcoins sitting here, and I'm waiting for the altcoins to go up. But my sneaking suspicion is they're going to go like this. They're going to go like this, and then Bitcoin's going to keep going. And then you're going to be stuck holding the bag on a lesser value altcoin as Bitcoin increases exponentially in value against the altcoin staying stable or relatively stable. So that's what I'm, yeah. Flow was another thing that was a little weird. Their token never actually even came out. So there's that. But yeah, KBonk, I get you. Influencer adoption, for sure. With a social media platform, I think it's got to happen that way, but they just didn't have their shit together on the backside in the crypto project. I think if their project had been non-crypto and they just had a social media platform and had maybe blockchain and shit in the background and didn't try to roll out the, they had the right idea with the free speech for sure. I think they got bogged down in the making billions with the coin. Weird. So yeah, who knows what's going on there. I don't even log in. Maybe once a week, maybe once every other week. I don't know. I post, or this is going there. Hey, Float, how you doing? Is there anybody watching over there? Send me an email. Because I don't even know if I can log in, but let's check these comments. Yeah, KBonk says it's a very complex problem. All problems these days seem to be complex, but anyway, that is my Carson wants to know if he can get Shake Pay sats back since I can't get Fold. Oh man, VPN yourself a Fold address and just send us the app download or the app referral. And we'll let you get a Kung Fold shirt. You'd be probably exercised in Canada if you wore a Fold shirt, because you can't have Fold in Canada. And you were advertising for it there or something stupid like that. We know Canada is so reasonable on all their rules. Yeah, that's my kind of theory right now. I'm kind of consolidating all my coins, looking for exit points, looking for strategic places that it makes sense to exit those positions and move it into Bitcoin and just stack Bitcoin. It's going to be the winner. Jack posted on Twitter yesterday that, crypto winters, as in the season we're coming into, crypto winters make Bitcoin maxis. And I thought about it for a second. And then I looked in the mirror and went, he's right. So, I don't know. It's been an interesting experiment. I can't say that I'm not I think if I ran out the calculations, I'm probably down, I would have to say. I don't know. There were pretty good buys in there. So I would have to go back and make still records when the video goes to shit on my StreamYard with my connection as Starlink cycles. But I don't know. I have to go back year over year, and it's weird with fluctuating prices and now rolling all into Bitcoin. It's a very complex math equation. I guess it isn't. Add up all the buys and add up the current value. But you know, I have purchased and it'd be a deep dive to figure out value. It definitely would. It doesn't matter at this point. The money is gone. It's not, it is what it is. So move forward, right? And go ahead and stack Bitcoin. That's what I'm doing. Easy way to stack Bitcoins using Fold for sure. And I did it the last couple days, man. Just stats on sats on sats on sats, and just packing away those sats every month. I'm sending them to a wallet, and they're just going to accumulate. And I can't wait to see what that value gets up to. It's going to be great, and it's just rewards. Not saying that that's the only Bitcoin that gets purchased. You got to stack, and slowly, surely. And make it happen. Make that stack huge. And when Bitcoin starts to go up, it has to. I'm not begging you to believe me, but math says it does. I don't know. Lots of FUD out there, but the math equation is there. And you can go look at it. The code is there. You can go look at it. And I don't know. I believe. Renegade Butcher says, become the Kung Fold Master. Yes, become the Kung Fold Master. Figure out how to maximize those rewards back so you're just stacking crypto for making all those purchases you're already going to do anyway. So I'm excited to figure it out. Mentioned it on Lightning for Liberty last night. We're in an advantageous position with the Fold card and the fact that we are completely redoing our budget because everything's changing. We moved into a camper. We sold our house. We have all sorts of different bills. We paid off a bunch of stuff. We have different stuff. So we're retooling our whole budget from zero, from the ground up. And we're going to be able to evaluate that very easily to see where we can maximize our rewards. That is the idea. So other than that, let's just wrap it up on this Crypto Thursday. It's been a great chat. I love having all you guys in the chat. K-Bonk says DCA is the way to go. Stack and freeze. Yep. Dollar cost average. If you don't know what DCA is basically a buy on a schedule. So you buy every Friday, you buy every paycheck, you buy once a month, regardless of price, same amount over and over and over. And the theory is you will catch enough highs and lows to make it average out. And it all comes together in the end because your stacks just keep getting bigger and the value hopefully is increasing, both by the amount of the stack and the value of each individual coin in the stack. And it's just grows that way. It's just like buying stocks. It's just like putting in your savings account. But your savings account doesn't get any interest. Okay. Enough on that. Question of the day is based on crypto for sure. Group, and there my video froze again. Man, what is going on this morning? That is a lovely picture of me. All right. I don't know what's going on. If you're in the comments, can you still hear me on YouTube or am I frozen up solid over there? Let's see if I can make this fit. Looks like the audio is still rolling. I'm good with that. Camera's frozen. I'm going to drop that off. We're going to ask question of the day. Question of the day over at the Telegram chat, t.me/lotschat. That's t.me/lotschat. Going to do cryptocurrency question today. Are you Bitcoin only? Are you into all the coins? Or are you a no crypto coin? Like, have you not gotten in? Are you still in using altcoins and an open coin opportunist? Or are you a Bitcoin maxi? Head on over to the Telegram chat, t.me/lotschat. Answer the question and stick around for all the answers. Join the conversation and hang out with us over there. Great conversations about all sorts of topics, and I really enjoy the group over there. What a great group of people. So join us at t.me/lotschat. Other than that, you can check out Fireside Freedom next Tuesday night, 7 Central. Lightning for Liberty every Wednesday night at 5. Josh the Renegade Butcher and I talk Lightning Network, Bitcoin, and getting started in there, or maybe advancing a little bit. After that, we roll the after party, just a bunch of guys and girls, content creators, sitting around bullshitting like a bar after work. It's great. It's fun. I couldn't join last night because StreamYard was giving me fits. And the other thing I got going on is our 1,000 subscriber giveaway on YouTube. We're slowly cranking up to 1,000, and man, it's going to be one hell of a giveaway come 1,000 subscribers. So you're going to want to be sure that you are subscribed to the YouTube channel so you can have in on some of this giveaway fun coming soon. With your help, sharing the channel and subscribing, we could get there a little quicker. We will be there soon enough. Everything in due time. Anyway, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to wrap it up. And as always, you can find me at thelotsproject.com, Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. What's today? Thursday? Guys, if you make it through Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. You can get up, listen to me, head on to work, and it's finally Friday. TGIF. But you got to make it through Thursday first. Hope you do, and we see you tomorrow. Have a great day, guys.